Wow, it's weird because I'm hearing this music and I'm seeing online this video of the three Charlie's Angels running out of a door, you know. Uh-oh. Jeff McKinney's running into the room.
Well, much talk today about Farrah Fawcett, certainly, but now there is news that Michael Jackson has been rushed to a hospital. I think it's in Los Angeles. I'm not sure. We're going to have a special report coming up, but we have a squawk box. We have an intercom that links us to the newsroom in New York, CBS Newsroom, and they just came on saying there is a special report coming up for Michael Jackson's physical condition, which apparently is dire at this moment.
It's so interesting. Before we came on the air today, and I hope this is not the case, but Jimmy and I were talking about how things happen in threes. We just lost Ed McMahon. Today we lose Farrah Fawcett. Now we're hearing Jeff McKinney just walking in and telling us...
I'm saying he's ill. I don't know how dire it is, but the indication is that he's quite ill. They're going to run a special report. They don't do that lightly.
No, folks.
Back in New York. So we're going to do this in about 10 seconds here. We're going to get the latest on Michael Jackson.
There's a lot of curiosity there, yeah.
All right, so let's take it away. It's 4:15, and this is WCCO.
CBS News Special Report, I'm Dan Revive. We are receiving word from Los Angeles that the pop superstar Michael Jackson has been rushed to a hospital. The Los Angeles Times website says it gets some confirmation from the L.A. Fire Department that Michael Jackson was not breathing when paramedics arrived and took him to the hospital. Let's go to the CBS newsroom in Los Angeles. Correspondent Steve Futterman, what are you learning?
Dan, we're just hearing these reports. Still nothing confirmed. Reportedly, Michael Jackson has been taken to the UCLA Medical Center, which is not far from his home, but nothing official from the UCLA Medical Center. According to the L.A. Times, Captain Steve Ruta, who's with the L.A. Fire Department, says that paramedics responded to a call at Jackson's home around 12:26 local time. That's just under 2 hours ago. According to the Times, he was not breathing when they arrived. The paramedics, according to the newspaper, performed CPR and took him to the UCLA Medical Center. The website TMZ says that Jackson was in cardiac arrest and that paramedics administered CPR in the ambulance. According to TMZ, Michael Jackson's mother is on the way or may be there already at the UCLA hospital to visit him. But again, we want to emphasize no official confirmation. Two reports, one from the LA Times, one from the website TMZ, both of them saying that Michael Jackson's been taken to a hospital.
Jackson, by the way, is age 50. This comes on the same day that the actress and star Farrah Fawcett died of cancer in Los Angeles at age 62. CBS News Special Report, I'm Dan Revive.
Okay, so as far as we know, Michael Jackson is still alive, but there are two reports saying that he was in cardiac arrest when EMT got to him, and they were administering CPR as they rushed Michael Jackson to the hospital. Shocking to hear that Michael Jackson is 50 years old.
I was just thinking of that. We were talking, Jim Peterson and I, earlier about how, you know, it seems like yesterday we were watching Farrah Fawcett in her youth and beauty, and 62 years old, to me, is still young, but... You don't think of Farrah Fawcett being 62 years old. You don't think of Michael Jackson as being 50. It's just strange.
There's some real parallels between these two people also, Farrah Fawcett and Michael Jackson, in that they both had overwhelming, huge effects popularly in their heyday.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, Michael Jackson did have the same sort of different effect, but he had the same sort of all-encompassing effect. On the world, generally.
When he was at
Fawcett
his height, when he was
in 1983,
at his
1984.
Peak, it was... like nothing you'd ever seen. I mean,
you could say the same for Farrah Fawcett, though.
Yeah, you could. You're right. You could. You absolutely could say the same thing for her. And then she went and married Steve Majors. Steve Majors? Remember, she became Lee Majors. Why was I thinking Steve Majors? Next thing you know, I'll say Paul Majors. But no, it was Lee Majors. Yeah, I just... the other thing that strikes me as we listen to that CBS report, you hear so often now TMZ getting credited for stories like this, and this TMZ is just an unbelievably aggressive, and they get a lot of exclusives. So their report says... We've just learned Michael Jackson was taken by ambulance to a hospital in Los Angeles, and we're told it was cardiac arrest, and the paramedics administered CPR in the ambulance.
What kinds of health problems
I didn't know he had any.
Do we know that he's had? Now, he has had occasional fainting attacks and things like that. We've always heard that. I mean, and he's never certainly looked robust, as Michael Jackson, to say the least.
Oh.
But I think this is the first indication we've ever had that Michael Jackson has any sort of serious health issue. Here, and this is a description of a very serious health issue.
Two updates that have come to TMZ here in the last few minutes. A Jackson family member tells TMZ that Michael is in, quote, really bad shape, and the brothers are now headed to UCLA.
Well, that sounds very unofficial, of course.
Yes, and then there's another update from TMZ saying we just got off the phone with Joe Jackson, that's the father, Michael's dad, who says he is, quote, not doing well.
Okay, well,
so
stay tuned this afternoon.
Yeah.
So, Farrah Fawcett has died, great superstar of the 70s, great superstar of the 80s, equaling her superstardom. Michael Jackson, there are reports that he has been in cardiac arrest this afternoon as he is rushed to the hospital in Los Angeles. So stay tuned. I guess we'll continue to get news throughout the day on that.
We will. I doubt we're going to be able to track down any entertainment reporters at this hour, as we've been trying to, because
they're all busy, aren't
they? They're all a little busy right now. It just got very, very busy. I'm glad you ran in here. Because this is going to be a bizarre day if this story continues to develop. I mean, if he stabilizes, we can all sort of breathe and say, okay, that's stable. But in the meantime, as reporters and as people who are interested in this stuff, we all stay very much on our toes and watch it really closely. So, what a week. Ed McMahon, Farrah Fawcett.
And Michael Jackson, he's still with us. He's
as far as we know.
His own father apparently is telling TMZ that he's not doing well, is Michael Jackson.
Yeah. All right. Hey, thanks. I'm sure you'll come back in when something breaks.
Sure.